Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to this edition of Talk Business and Politics on KASU. On a regular basis, we do our best to catch up with Rex Nelson, columnist and senior editor for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Rex spends his days driving around the state of Arkansas talking to folks from Marmaduke to Magnolia, Little Flock to Lake Village, and everything in between. This past week, we sat down to talk about a variety of issues: the Slovak Oyster Supper, Bentonville's 8th Street Market, the Arlington Hotel, the State of the Union, the latest GIF, General Improvement Fund scandal involving Senator Jake Files, and more.
Let's begin in Fort Smith. Senator Jake Files, state senator from Fort Smith, resigns this week after admitting to 3 felony charges. This is all centered around misuse of general improvement funds, which we've talked about before.
Right.
Is this the end of general improvement funds?
No, I don't think so. But what people need to understand is there's not one big scandal. There's a lot of little mini misuses, if you will, of that general improvement fund. But I think the FBI, probably in both the Eastern and the Western districts of Arkansas, are looking into that general improvement fund spending. So, no, I think we're going to hear much more about it. But they are isolated. It's not like a bunch of people were coordinated and said, let's do this together.
It's not a big conspiracy.
Right, it is, right. There's a misuse over here in Northwest. There might be a misuse over here in East Arkansas. So, yeah, I do think we're going to hear more. That was just, it was an invitation to corruption, Roby, is what it really was.
Let's switch gears. Let's move on to, you led a conference this week in Whitehall on agriculture and farming, really kind of a forward-thinking look at where the farm bill, the next farm bill, may come from here. My takeaway from our reporting on this is that it's a little problematic right now in agriculture. You've got not much congressional focus. You've got farmers are been taking it on the chin for a couple of years now, and you've got NAFTA and some of these other trade deals that are out there. Is my assessment accurate that these are tough times for farmers right now?
Man, and there's a lot of uncertainty too, because like most other things, this won't surprise you, Congress is behind on the farm bill. We're supposed to have a farm bill in 2018. The House has got a version of the bill, but nobody's really seen it yet that they're working on. I don't think the Senate's even started work yet on the farm bill. So they are running behind. And the thing about the farm bill, and going back to the 80s when I was in Washington, I would cover the Agriculture Committee a lot, especially Senate Agriculture, because in those days, David Pryor was the ranking Democrat for a while on that committee. Those lines break more along regional basis than they do around party basis, as they do on other issues. So obviously, Southern members now, who are mostly Republican, but both Democrat and Republican through the years, would be looking out for cotton. They would be looking out for rice. They would be looking out for soybeans, for instance, more so than dairy in the upper Midwest. So those are where you're going to see the lines break. But farmers don't know what to expect because we don't have a farm bill. We don't even have a draft of a farm bill out there
yet.
It
makes it difficult to plan. When
it
you
really
have
does.
Something like that going
it really
on.
Does. And prices have been volatile also.
Yeah.
Luckily, even though prices have been down in recent years, we had record yields in Arkansas last year. So the yields
continued.
Helped make up for it. Yeah,
absolutely.
The yields were very good. The bottom line remains, we have some of the best farmers in the world right here in Arkansas.
Let's stay in Washington, D.C. on Congress. I'm going to give you 3 headlines. You get to pick one, okay? You can't talk about all 3 of them. Politico, how the Nunes memo became the latest political football in the Russia investigation. The New York Times, State of the Union, from new American moment to same partisan rancor. And USA Today, lawmakers push 5th short-term bill to avert government shutdown. We got a lot going on in Washington.
Oh, we really do. Let's take State of the Union, since I talked about running home back in the 80s after the State of the Union address. Now I can just walk back to my bedroom. It's
much
nicer.
Which we haven't even really talked about the State of the Union since it happened. Within 24 hours, it had evaporated as a conversation point.
Because there's always new stories in the Trump administration. And you've heard that term, but it's really true. You've got teleprompter Trump, and you got tweet Trump. Well, we saw teleprompter Trump, which is always the much better Trump. Obviously, somebody else is writing that. Now, I would contend the real Trump probably is tweet Trump, because that shows what he's really thinking, what his real ideas are. But as far as teleprompter Trump, I thought it was well delivered. I thought he hit the points he needed to make. But as you said, it was quickly overshadowed by events in Washington within 24, certainly within 48 hours.
Yeah, by the time we get off the air, there will probably be about another three or four storylines.
Other memo will have been leaked by the time we finish.
All right, friendlier headlines in the Democrat Gazette. You've got three things that you have tipped me off or running or in the works now. You went to the Slovak Oyster Supper, always a great event.
Yeah.
You've been in Bentonville and you've been in Hot Springs.
Yeah, trying to cover the state.
Give me a litany.
Well, downtown Bentonville continues just to boom. And one of the really neat things that's going on there is called the 8th Street Market. They had a new Mexican restaurant just in the last couple of weeks that opened up there. It's where Brightwater, their culinary school that the Walton family has put a lot of money into, is. They want food to be one of the things that continues to drive people to come to Northwest Arkansas and live in Northwest Arkansas. It's a quality of life amenity for them. So I write a little bit about that on Sunday. Slovak, of course, just a fascinating community settled in the 1890s by Eastern Europeans, based on the name, obviously. They have what's called Slovak Heritage Day that's coming up February 11th, so I preview that a little bit. And then I went down and visited with our old friend Al Rajabi, the new owner of the Arlington Hotel. As you and I have talked about on this show before, we've decided it is the most iconic privately owned building in Arkansas. We couldn't think of another one, so I wanted an update on Al on what's going on there. There are some improvements going on there. The big renovation still to come, but you've got a new bar in the lobby. You've got the men's room redone. Things are starting to happen at the Arlington Hotel.
See some progress there.
Absolutely.
That's good.
He's Rex Nelson, columnist and senior editor for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. You can catch his writing online or on paper through the Arkansas Democrat Gazette's website, or you can catch his full interview with me on our website at talkbusiness.net. That's all for today's edition of Talk Business and Politics on KASU. I'm Roby Brock. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.